This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy's was in 1971. Dr. Shealy created the concept of holistic medicine. And in 1970, that was 55 years, 51 years ago. And in 1978, Dr. Shealy founded the American Holistic Medical Association. That was 44 years ago. Dr. Shealy, can you share with us what holistic medicine is for those who are new to the class?
Yes. It is admitting that we are a soul experiencing a life as a spirit. In other words, you cannot divorce us from the reality that originally we are a spiritual being with a soul incarnate to learn a lesson. And in general, in acute illnesses, medication can save your life, but all chronic medication has more problems than help in the long run.
I think what you said is so important, that if you're on medications to get you over the hump, that could be a good thing. But if you're on medications for the long term, it can lead to an early demise. Did I say that correctly?
Excellent.
Okay. So, class, think about those people who are on the average of, let's say, 11 prescription meds per day. I know people who are taking 18, not necessarily 18 different meds, but 18 capsules or tablets per day, combination of tablets and capsules, 18 per day. And that could be for life, which could be shortened because of them. So if you want to do what I did, I listened to Dr. Shealy's advice and counsel, and I followed his protocols, and I got off that stuff, and it works. And I asked one of the medical professionals at the university hospital, how many people have had my lung condition who have gotten better? And the answer was one. So it's two of us. Me and this other person, who I don't know who it is. And I guess that's because, I know what it is. It's because I followed logic, and I followed Dr. Shealy's protocol, and it worked. And I wanted to share this with you, Dr. Shealy. So over the last couple of weeks, Mrs. Fanelli had this cough, and she wanted to see her internist, and she just couldn't shake it. She doesn't go out. She doesn't go to restaurants, doesn't see people. So, it's not like a COVID thing. But they said, her medical internist said, go to the urgent care. And Mrs. Fanelli said, I don't do that. I want to use the pulse electromagnetic frequency device, take vitamin D3 and some vitamin C and some vitamin B complex and astaxanthin. So she did that for about a day and a half, and she's fixed.
Hallelujah.
Well, and so here's the contrast. Now, maybe that's because, you know, we've been roommates for 43 years. And maybe some of, you know, the things that I think, say, do have rubbed off. Maybe it's osmosis, but, you know, she wanted to try it, and it's not the first time she's done it. She did it before, same thing, same results. She had, she didn't feel right, and was coughing like crazy, couldn't stop coughing, used it, and it fixed it. Now, she doesn't use it every day as I do, but I have a feeling that's going to change. And Dr. Shuley, I didn't really want to say, why don't you? She instead of me pushing, it was she was pulling, saying, okay, I'd like to use this. And it absolutely worked. And that was one of the questions I had for Alan. And that is, you know, of the people that he has talked about, things that he's tried, how many of the things that he has tried have actually worked, and for him, as they have worked for me and you, and how many people has he talked to and said, hey, it worked for me, why don't you try it? How many actually tried it? And I'll bet the answer is darn close to zero that have actually tried the things that he said worked for him. And that's been my experience. And I was talking with Kathy over the weekend about this, and we've come to the same conclusion. We cannot help people because they just don't understand. And I was really frustrated, not with Kathy, but with the experiences I've been having with, you know, over the years talking with people and trying to get them to understand. And I finally said, I can't help them anymore. I can't help them. It's a waste of time. I try, and it breaks my heart because they don't do it and they get sicker or they die. It just breaks my heart that they don't pay attention. And ultimately I said to Kathy, how is it? How is it that we became so dumb so quickly, so stupid so quickly? How is that? How did we get here? And I think Alan was talking about that authority, people following, you know, what the authoritarians tell them. Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about how did we get so stupid so quickly? Because we weren't this stupid when I was a child. I know we weren't.
Well, I believe it actually started with television.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to brainwash people with television than it is radio.
Mm-hmm.
And the beginning of the downfall was somewhere in the 1950s when television came in.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Shuley, it's been recommended to me that we do videos instead of just audio, do videos, and I don't want to do it. Me personally, I don't want to be on video. I believe that radio is the theater of the mind, and there are other people who have, we'll call them broadcasts, who the content is severely lacking in my view. But they are on video, and they have more people paying attention to them than pay attention to us. And I've asked the experts, so why is that? Their content is not so good. How come they have so many people paying attention to them? And the answer is because they have video and you don't. And so the response is, okay, so if we go to video, we'll have more people paying attention to us. Well, I'm not interested in that. If, frankly, I'm not interested in pulling people, you know, carrying them, pulling them, pushing them into paying attention to their own lives. I'm not interested in doing it. I'm willing to share information, but I'm not going to kill myself because people are too dumb to follow logic and common sense. I'm not. I'm at that point now, Dr. Shuley. My mother would be kind of furious with me if she were alive that, you know, I've taken this position. But I have. I've taken the position that I can't spend the time trying to help people that don't want to help themselves. That's where I am. And frankly, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you can meet with a person and say, okay, all you have to do is take vitamin C, take vitamin B complex, take vitamin D3, eat better, get rid of the white stuff, don't eat potatoes, white potatoes, don't eat white rice, don't eat white flour, don't eat white sugar. Oh, that's all you have to do is those few things. And then see them, you know, in a month or two or three, and then find out they haven't done any of those things. And still have the same complaints. Does that happen to you, Dr. Shealy, or is that my imagination running wild?
It happens. By the time people come to see an holistic physician, most of the time they are ready to try. I would say 90+% of people take our advice, as far as I can tell.
That is wonderful. And do you find that there are actual people that who say it doesn't work, or that your advice doesn't work, or do you think they're saying that but they actually haven't done or followed your advice?
Well, mostly it's those who don't follow it.
Right. Okay. Cod liver oil, Dr. Shealy. During the break, I went into the kitchen. And I got the little bottle of cod liver oil gelatin capsules. And I went over to D.V. Cooper, who's, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old. She's a dog. And she's got some arthritis. And so I take two gelatin capsules out. I put one in my mouth. And then I hand her hers. And she just very gently takes it, chews it, and has a drink of water. And it seems to be working just great for both of us. I believe, and I can't prove this, but I believe that it literally lubricates my joints. Is that possible?
Yes. Hmm. It is an oil.
Okay. And is that the same? Would avocado oil and olive oil do the same thing, or not necessarily the same thing?
No.
Well, it absolutely works for me. I've been on it for a long time. And I don't have, I don't think I have wrinkles, Dr. Shealy. At 70 years old, I don't have wrinkles yet. I might have. No, really. Do you remember seeing wrinkles on my face?
I don't remember one.
Right. And is it possible that it could be cod liver oil that is preventing wrinkles? And here's why I'm saying this. Because there was a guy on the radio, probably in the 60s and the 70s, a guy named Dale Alexander, and he called himself the COD, C-O-D, father, COD father. And he recommended cod liver oil. And he said, hey, it'll prevent wrinkles, it you'll feel better, you'll have more energy, you know, all those wonderful things. And it does for me. And I'm just wondering if that's a possibility. Do the oils get, well, it makes my skin oily, that's for sure. I mean, I could take a paper towel and wipe the oil off my skin right now. And I'm sitting in a studio, and it's not really hot here. It's warm, but you know, it's not like I'm perspiring. I think there's plenty of oil, and it seems to lubricate the skin or make the skin more pliable. Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recommend those in the class take cod liver oil as well, or are there any downsides to it?
Well, I don't know. I have never, to my knowledge, taken cod liver oil as cod liver oil. I've done it as D3, and I do okay.
Okay. All right, Dr. Shuler's with us, class, and if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to call Dr. Shealy's clinic, make an appointment, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy, we started our gardens roughly around the same time. Yours was a little ahead of ours. But I have never worked so hard and gotten such poor results of a garden as I have this year. And it's the same soil. It's the same fencing. It's the same location. It's tomatoes, peppers. The peppers are stunted. We water them, you know, multiple times a day. And we've had just poor vigor, if you will, with most of the plants. I'd say 10% of the plants, tomatoes and peppers, are doing fine. But the rest, the other 90%, are doing very, very poorly, as in stunted growth. Same seeds, same everything, except for the sun. The sun has been blistering hot, and we're having terrible results. Is that similar to the results you're getting, or is everything working well for you?
Interestingly, I consider it the slowest garden I've ever had. You know, it's tomatoes.
Okay. So that sounds like an exclamation point to me.
Yeah.
And so we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the slowest. That's a great way.
The government fiddling with the weather again. I have never seen such turbulent, odd weather.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. It was blistering hot. Dr. Shuley, it was so hot, and this is really not like me, but I was unable to go outside, you know, for more than a couple minutes at a time in order, you know, in the direct sunlight. And I'm talking about from, let's say, 11 o'clock through 5 o'clock, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You know, I had a million things I needed to get done. I flat out couldn't do them. It was so hot, it felt like the sun was drilling through my skin. I looked in the mirror today, and I'm pretty darn dark. I mean, I am really not red sunburned, but tan, farmer's tan. You know, you lift up my short sleeves on my T-shirts, and you can see, you know, the color that I used to be. But but now I'm pretty darn dark because of the sun. My face, my neck, my arms, my hands. And the plants just had a terrible time. The dogs don't want to go outside. And I go, y'all want to go out? Nobody wants to go outside. It's too hot for them. It's too hot. We had one chicken die of from the heat. We've got them in the shade. We've got plenty of water. You know, we try to take care of them, but we can't cool the outside. You know, it was 96 in the shade here at the farm for days upon days. Our grass, Dr. Shuley, our grass is crunchy. Literally, when you walk on it, it crunches under your feet. It used to be green. Now it's brown. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. So, that, to me, that here's what that means. Just to flesh this out, to tell our class what this means in terms of preparedness. As a cattle farmer, we had to sell some of our cows, and I predicted as we were starting to look at the fields to cut them, I predicted that we were going to have half the yield that we've had over last year, the year before. Half the hay is what I predicted that we would get. We actually counted the number of bales, and we got half. We add up the same fields, the same grass, the same everything, we got half the yield this cutting, this season. And I went to the bank and drove 40 miles round trip to the bank, and I looked at other farmers' fields. And I can estimate, I can look at, you know, the number of bales and the space between the bales, and I can see that that is about half of what they used to get. I went in another direction, I saw the same thing. So over, let's say, a 50-60 mile distance, I saw half the yield across all the farms, every single one, half the yield. Talked to a farmer who I'd never met before, and he knows a guy that bales 1,500 bales a season. He got 750 bales, half the yield. Here's what this means. I'll tell you when we come back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Supreme Court ruled moments ago that Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach, has a constitutional right to pray at games. The vote was 6-3, saying the Bremerton School District unlawfully violated his First Amendment rights. So-called trigger laws took effect in several states quickly after Roe was passed down to the states by the Supreme Court on Friday. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt.
Here in Missouri, the people's voice has already made clear that Missourians respect the sanctity of human life. We believe that without the explicit protection of the right to life, all liberties are under attack, which is why the importance of this day cannot be overstated. I am humbled to be a part of this and the first attorney general in the country to effectively end abortion.
The Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup Finals overnight by beating Tampa Bay 2-1 in Game 6. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Confusion reigned at the San Francisco Civic Center celebration at the end of Sunday's Pride Parade. It had to be cut short after someone started spraying mace near the stage. The incident caused a panic, and in the hour that followed, reports of street brawls as people left the event. San Francisco police said at about 5:25 local time, officers assigned to the Civic Center area for the city's Pride Festival responded to a report of a shooting. The Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization did not ban abortion, but made it a state's rights issue. Republican Representative Stephanie Bice from Oklahoma on Newsmax says misinformation by lawmakers and mainstream media is why there is confusion among the American people.
This decision, Roe and Casey, the reversal of that, are an important day for the pro-life movement. And states like Oklahoma are pro-life states. This decision gives that power back to the states and back to the people. And I think that that's a message that's being lost here. You know, I just saw your video with Maxine Waters, and certainly people, have the right to protest, and that's as long as it's in a peaceful manner, but it doesn't ban abortion. I think that's being missed here. This is a state's rights issue now, and it puts that back to the people so they can elect elected officials like we have in Oklahoma that protect life.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shuley's with us, and we're talking about hay yield and gardening. And what we're finding out is we've had the least amount of growth in our garden and the least amount of growth in our hay fields and pasture. Here's how I extrapolate this out. So if we've had half the amount of hay, we have about half the amount of pasture. So hay fields are our best fields. Those are the fields that are the smoothest, the terrain is smoother, it's easier for the hay mowers to go across the land. It beats up the equipment less. The rockier fields are the pasture fields. Well, they're all down in yield. So that means that with the hay yield down, That's what we're going to feed when the grass is not growing during the wintertime. So we have half the hay that we would normally have, which means we have to sell half of our herd. It's not just us. So it looks to me like all the farmers in this area that have been experiencing poor yield are going to be selling cows. And we're going to be selling them into the market at the same time, which is going to depress the price of cows. Then next year, people are going to want more cows, so they're going to buy cows. So we're going to have a glut of cows now and a shortage of cows next year. That's what I see. But if we're having trouble with our hay and we're having trouble with our gardens, I think that means that the growers, the farmers who grow row crops, vegetable crops, they're having the same problems, which means that there's going to be less food in the supply chain, which means that the price is going to go up. Dr. Shuley, does that mesh with your thoughts or not?
Simple math. Simple
yes.
Math, Alex.
Yeah. And we planted corn, and we've had a 100% corn crop failure.
Wow.
Not reduced growth, not stunted growth, 100% failure. Not one plant germinated. So I'm trying different seeds. I planted them again over the weekend. It's kind of late, but maybe, just maybe they'll grow. And it doesn't cost anything to use seeds that we had to see if they'll germinate. But what I'm saying is I've been working on gardening ever since I was 10 years old. So maybe 60 years I've been gardening. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I'm saying I've been doing it a long time. This is the worst it's ever been. The worst. For the hay, for the garden, and I have a feeling this is going to show up at the supermarkets. Actually, it's going to not show up at the supermarkets. All right. Any thoughts about what we should do, Dr. Shuley? Other than, you know, buy more right now while it's still available.
Plant what you can.
Do you have any recommendations for plants that can tolerate the sun? Because I think that is the cause. It's certainly not lack of water, because we've been watering like crazy. That's not it.
Yeah.
And it's not the fertility of the soil. It's the sun.
Well, again, the government has been fiddling with the weather for almost 100 years. And I blame it on the government.
Do you have any recommendations for plants that are sun tolerant, that can take this blistering heat? It's more than the blistering heat, class.
Right.
It's the sun's rays. It's the solar rays that are just causing the plants to wilt. Okay. Dr. Shuley, I've said in the past that I'm dyslexic, and not so much to a degree I was when I was learning how to read, but boy, did I have a tough time learning how to read. And literally, class, what my dyslexia manifested as, the words on the line of a book would not hold still. So I would try to read across, you know, the line of words on the page, and the words would just keep moving. They just wouldn't hold still for me. And they seemed to hold still for everybody else in elementary school and the classes I was in, but not for me. And I was the slowest, poorest reader in the class. I read at the slowest speeds. And it was tough. It was really tough, because everybody could get through their homework faster. Everybody could do everything faster than I could, except for science. I understood science. Well, I understand now that that dyslexia actually has helped some people perform better. And so there's an article called on studyfinds.org, and the article is titled, "Is Dyslexia a Gift? Disorder Actually Helped Some of History's Greatest Minds Achieve Success." end quote. And they say that there are some people whose names are recognized as being dyslexic, and they included Leonardo da Vinci, world-class inventor, Albert Einstein, Pablo Picasso, Stephen Hawking, Richard Branson, entrepreneur, and Steve Jobs. And they're now saying that this developmental dyslexia actually had gave people other skills, or they were able to develop other skills that helped them survive and do better. Have you had any experience with dyslexics, Dr. Shealy, or dyslexia, or patients, other than me?
I see attention deficit disorder more than any other in children. And, they're in trouble all the way. And the single best treatment is the gamma PEMF device.
And do we know what dyslexia is?
Well, when you talk to someone for a few minutes, you can figure out that they might be dyslexic.
Okay. Before I mentioned it, did you know in the past, I mean, could you tell that I was dyslexic, you know, from meeting me, you know, 11 years ago?
No.
Okay. There are some other people who are dyslexic that names probably ring a bell. Walt Disney, John Lennon, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I mean, they were dyslexic as well. And I find it really interesting. The way I cured myself, or almost cured myself, was I couldn't read worth a darn things that I was assigned to read. But my dad said, well, why don't you just try this? And he handed me a Lafayette radio and electronics catalog. And it had specifications and had really short paragraphs. Had a picture of an item that was for sale in the catalog. It's like reading the Sears catalog, except it was specifically geared toward electronic equipment. Resistors, capacitors, radios, transmitters, wire, things that I was interested in. And so I could read these really short paragraphs, maybe 50 words each, and then go on to the next one and go on to the next one. And so I liked reading and learning about these things, and I committed to a lot of it to memory, not trying to memorize it, but just entered my memory, and I still remember a lot of those things today. And that seemed to help me, because I wanted to learn. It was more like I wanted to learn it rather than I was being pushed to read, you know, some book, you know, in class out loud, or, you know, a paragraph. It was really difficult, but it sure was nice being able to pull out of it. But it took years. It wasn't easy. And I was just wondering if you had met, through your associations, other people who were dyslexic, and found that they were gifted in some areas to kind of help compensate for the deficit in reading ability.
All over the place. I finished high school when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
2 years younger than everyone in my class. Mm-hmm. I was 2 years younger than everyone in my class. And so I did not have a problem with dyslexia myself. But... Hello?
That's okay. It's okay. Please continue.
Vince?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, please continue. You did not have dyslexia yourself.
Well, and I didn't know what dyslexia was until I became a neurosurgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I began to see children with attention deficit disorder. And that's the most common complaint to some extent in childhood.
Well, it's really interesting that you say that, because it was really hard for me to concentrate when I was in elementary school. Actually, it might even be hard for me to concentrate sometimes now. I have to force myself to concentrate. It's not easy for me to concentrate. Now, my mind is wandering. It's not like my mind is in park. It's not like my mind is shut off. My mind is thinking about 11 things at one time. That's for sure. Is that what attention deficit disorder is?
To some extent, yes.
Okay. What else is attention deficit disorder?
Well, learning is difficult for people with ADHD, and they need to train the brain to focus. And of course, arcane training is what I've specialized in since 1972. But if people will do it, it can make a difference, big difference.
When I sit down to write this book, and I've got lots of notes all over the place, when I sit down, when I force myself to sit down and write, I can bang this thing out no problem at all. It's just forcing myself to sit down. That's tough, because I know I have other things I need to do, and I can't figure out which thing is first. Is it the cows? Is it the chickens? Is it the equipment? Is it the hay? Is it the materials that we need? Is it sleep? there's so many things that I need to do. And, you know, which first thing is first sometimes is very difficult for me. But when writing is very hard for me. Well, not the writing. The sitting down to write. Getting to sit down to write is really hard. Really hard. But once I do, I don't move for hours until I collapse. I can bang it out. Is that what ADHD is? Are those some of the symptoms of it?
It varies, but yes.
Okay. Well, okay. So now you know, class. Now you know a little bit more about Vin Finelli. Dr. Shuley and I'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy, abortion is making the news in a big way. Protests, demonstration, burning buildings. People are becoming really violent about having abortions. They want to be able to have an abortion if they want one. What are your thoughts about abortion?
Well, I consider it abnormal to abort a healthy child, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And before people become pregnant, they should think about that.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that Joe Biden is pro-abortion, and he claims he's Catholic, which I don't quite understand. He is in favor of sending money and weapons over to Ukraine to blow up buildings, people, places, and things, nouns. It seems to me that he's pretty confused, to say the least. He's confused. And so
that's behind.
we have people who are really, really acting up about wanting to kill the unborn and the recently born. And it seems to me that it's just murder. And I don't understand why, if Joe is a Catholic rather than a Catholic in name only, if he's a real Catholic, if he's a real Christian, why isn't he on stage saying, all right, listen, boys and girls, it's really simple. We are going to teach sex education in school. We're going to teach the young people how babies are made and how to prevent babies from being conceived in the first place. And so if you don't want one, and you're not ready for one, then don't have one. And it seems to me that prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, meaning it's way simpler, way less expensive, way less complicated, and the innocent victims won't be murdered if we educate people. The same with drug addiction. I was exposed to the evils of drugs in high school. There was some training that was part of the curriculum that we saw movies and interviewed were drug addicts and prisoners, and they said, listen, this is not a good way to go. Don't be like me. Don't do it. Otherwise, you'll probably end up like me, so don't do it. So if you don't want to have children, if you don't want to have an abortion, then don't do certain things that will lead to pregnancy. And frankly, this is going to sound unbelievable, Dr. Shuley, but when I was teaching high school in Virginia, public high school, there was a 15-year-old girl in my class, and she was pregnant. I didn't know it. She was a really big girl, real big, and I just thought she was big, and I didn't notice that she became bigger and bigger and bigger in class. There were about 60 students in my class, and she literally went into the girls' room. Mrs. Finelli was substituting for me that day. She volunteered to substitute. And this girl asked Mrs. Finelli for a pass to go take an exam in another building. And Mrs. Finelli said, is this required? And the girl said, absolutely. The girl went into the ladies, or the girls' bathroom in the other building, delivered her own child on the toilet, put the child alive in the trash can, covered the child up, and then went on about her day. And other students saw heard the rustling in the trash can, went to tell a teacher. The teacher told the principal called the police, the school was locked down. We made the 11 o'clock news that day. This girl was my student. I got a call at home, you're not going to believe this, Mr. Finelli, sit down, here's what happened in class today. I said, that's impossible, she wasn't even pregnant. Well, I didn't know she was. And here's the upside of this. This girl had no idea how she became pregnant. It was, in her mind, an immaculate conception. That's the point. So the child was removed from this girl and then returned to the girl later on.
Wow.
And she had no idea how she became pregnant. No one knew. No one knew how she became pregnant.
Well,
can you imagine?
We spent 5 months engaged before we got married and discussed all these kinds of things and made a decision that we would not plan on having a child until we've been happily married for 1 year.
Okay. That sounds like a plan to me.
And on my anniversary, I said, let's have a baby. And the following morning, my wife said she's pregnant. And she was.
There you go. Well, okay, so Mrs. Finelli and I dated for 7 years before we got married. And she told me if I didn't marry her by her 27th birthday, she'd go find somebody else. And so I figured she meant it. So I stepped up my act, and we got married, and a few years later we had some fun. But it was all planned. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next Monday.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.